Changing lives for the common good.
Ready to start the second half in Waverly. Tied at 20. Lebo had the opening kickoff. They'll be kicking off to start the second half. And Newton is back deep to receive inside the 10-yard line as Waverly will be going left to right here in this third quarter. I think this is a big drive for both teams.
Absolutely.
I think Lebo wants to force Waverly to punt the football, and it's going to be picked up at the 15-yard line and ran up across the 25 near the 30-yard line. Again, that was one of the blocking backs up front. Again, Jonathan Lee on the return. Big kid there, 195-pounder, junior. And he runs it up across the 25 to the 28-yard line. That's where Waverly will start their first possession of the second half. We're tied at 20 as we get underway. 7 seconds off the clock here in the third quarter. Hively under center, back to that double tight I formation. They give it to Newton going left, and a good run as he works his way near the 35-yard line. In fact, I think they'll give him the 35. That's going to be a 7-yard gain for Jake Newton.
A little surprised we didn't see any call there by the official. It looked like he might have almost grabbed him by the helmet and dragged him down. But
second and three coming up for Waverly, just shy of their 35-yard line. Back to that I formation. Hively under center, barking out the play. Pass, Patterson will take it to the left and has the first down and more as he works his way near midfield, just shy of the 40. A 5-yard run for Tristan Patterson. The running game on points in the first half for Waverly, as mentioned, doing a lot of damage there as they ran it as a team 28 times for 163 yards and got a couple a rushing touchdown as well. Now, pointing out an injured Bulldog back into the ball game here.
An injured Wolf, yeah. Avery Keek, thought might be out for the rest of the game, back in.
First and 10 for Waverly at midfield, and Newton will take it into Lebo territory. A 4-yard pickup will leave him just shy of the Lebo 35-yard line. Already 76 yards rushing on the night for Jake Newton on 13 carries. Clock running 10:42 to go. I think Waverly would be just absolutely fine picking up 4 yards on every carry here.
Absolutely, because I've said it before, it eats away the clock, and when you run the clock down, all you need to do is at least get one touchdown ahead, and you've got the lead, and clock's your friend.
Second and 6 coming. Patterson in motion out of the backfield, out to the left, and instead of tossing left like they'd done a number of times in the first half, Newton blasts straight ahead. I think that caught Lebo off guard just a little bit. It's a 4-yard pickup for Jake Newton, and it's going to bring up 3rd and 2.
Waverly being pretty smart here, sticking with the running game. That's what's been doing a lot of the damage for him here. But again, you got to make sure that you make that you keep possession of the ball. That's where the problem has been. They've been getting hit hard and dropping the ball.
3rd and 2, Waverly at the Lebo 32-yard line. And Newton straight ahead, little counter. Started to the right, counter back to the left in between the center and the guard, and he'll take it down inside the 30 to the 26-yard line, and that'll be a gain of 6 for Jake Newton and a first down. 86 yards rushing on 15 carries for Jake Newton. 1st and 10, Waverly at the Lebo 27-yard line. Hively under center, that I formation, fake to Patterson, they give it to Newton. Newton gets into the second level, and he's going to run away from everybody into the end zone. Touchdown. 27-yard run for Jake Newton. And that little fake to Tristan Patterson froze the linebackers. Newton able to blast past them.
I was about to say maybe giving it to Newton on each play was not the right idea. As I said, you don't want to be too predictable, but obviously pays off right there. And now Waverly back in the lead, setting the tempo for the second half.
So Newton with a 27-yard touchdown run. And Waverly has the lead for the first time in this ballgame, 26-20. Patterson straight ahead, takes contact, and I think he'll fall short of the goal line. Does he get in? Oh, they're going to say he's in. Patterson with the two-point conversion. And it is 28-20. Waverly leading Lebo with 9:28 to go in the third quarter. This is the Area High School Football Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football on Country 101.7 FM, brought to you in part by USD 252 South Lyon County, Opie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. prideful schools and communities. By Rackler Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Hanna Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Joe and Richard Hanna at Hanna Orthodontics in Emporia.
Back in Waverly, Scott Hayes taking Trahoon on Country 101.7 FM. 9:28 to go in the third quarter, and Waverly takes the opening drive, goes down and scores, and the two-point conversion is good to get a long run by Jake Newton, the two-point conversion run by Tristan Patterson, and Waverly waking up here in the second half, leading 28-20, their first lead of the ball game. Kickoff goes over the head of Devin McEwen into the end zone, and a touchback coming here for the Lebo Wolves. They'll take it at the 15-yard line. Well, we mentioned that first drive of the second half, big for both teams to kind of set the tempo, set the where the momentum was coming out of halftime.
Yeah.
This is maybe a bigger drive here for the Lebo offense because they don't want to go three and out. They want to at least pick up a couple first downs and flip field position here.
Well, they're the only team here tonight that we've seen have to punt so far, and I'm sure Waverly would like to keep that going.
So Reese is in the shotgun, three receivers left. He's usually ran left on this formation. He angles that way. Now he's going to throw back, and it's knocked out of the hands of Peyton Baldwin. On the coverage was Weston Patterson. They go back to that slam play, and Weston Patterson reads it perfectly, knocks it away from Peyton Baldwin.
I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. They're woke, fam. They're
woke.
Ready to go. They obviously the halftime that break
that 2 minutes, especially right before halftime,
yeah.
And then the going into the locker room tied instead of down has got Waverly into this ball game. 28-20. Waverly has the lead, 2nd and 10. Lebo from their own 15. Reese looks to the left. Now he's pressured back to the right, and he gets hit as he throws. Incomplete pass is going to bring up 3rd and 10, and he got drilled by Eric White as Reese looks to the left and then started to look to the right, gets hit as he throws the football.
Great pressure there by Waverly, but also a very good awareness by Reese. If he hadn't let go of that ball when he did, that would have been a safety, I guarantee it, Scott. He would have been knocked right into the end zone, and then the ball would have that would have been two more points to Waverly. And
he might have lost the football, might have been recovered by Waverly for a touchdown in the end zone.
Honestly, give it to Reese. He made the right decision there.
3rd and 10 for the Wolves at their own 15-yard line. 9:10 to go. Reese, again, pressure coming. This time he does lose the football, and I think Waverly has recovered it inside the 5 at the 4. Reese is sacked back at the 5. It's a loss of 10, and that's exactly what happens. It's a loss of 10 on the sack, and Jonathan Lee comes up with the football. Waverly has it at the Lebo 4-yard line. 9:03 to go into the in the third quarter. And so Dustin Anderson forces the fumble, and it's recovered at the Lebo 4-yard line by Jonathan Lee.
The Football Blues was Waverly's favorite song in the first half. Now it's Lebo's.
And they just pound straight ahead. Tristan Patterson from 4 yards out, and he's going to be stopped short. Oh, he gets in. I thought he was stopped at the 4. Tristan Patterson, a 4-yard touchdown run. And now Waverly is up 34-20.
Those fireworks keep scaring the dickens out of me there.
It's fun watching you, though.
Everyone
up here,
it's always,
everyone
it's
up
always
here
funny.
Is enjoying
it's
it,
always
Tegan.
Funny when you're not the one jumping out of your seat.
Well, that's why we're laughing. It's a lot of fun, really. Here's a two-point conversion attempt. Tristan Patterson right up the gut, and he has it. 36-20 Waverly, 3 minutes into the third quarter. The Bulldogs have come back here the final 2 minutes of the first half and the first 3 minutes of the third quarter, and they lead by 16 now, 36-20 on the Lebo Wolves here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school football on Country 101.7, brought to you in part by Strotters and Daughters Tree Farm and Nursery, located 4.5 miles south of Beto Junction. Trees and shrubs, gravel, boulders, landscape design, and more to make your outdoor space beautiful. And D&S Service Station, downtown Lebo. Good, affordable, hometown mechanic service. They do it all. Full service fuel, tires, they'll even wash your windshield.
Area High School Football on Country 101.7, brought to you in part by First National Bank of Kansas, Burlington, Osage City, and Waverly. See them about a home loan while rates are still low. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Waverly Insurance Agency, where small town values mean more than a commission. Lindsay Bartlett and Rhonda Kirk are proud to support the Waverly Bulldogs.
We have 9 minutes to play in the third quarter. Waverly scored twice here at the start of the second half. They lead 36-20, a game that was tied at halftime, and McEwen picks the kick up off the ground and kind of goes to a knee, goes down at the 18. Wanted to keep running there, but his knee had touched, and that is where Lebo will start their second drive of the second half. So you talk about the final 2 minutes of the first half and the first 3 minutes here of the third quarter,
yeah,
and four touchdowns by Lebo, by Waverly, and they took what was a 20-8 game, and Waverly's turned it into a 36-20 football game. Brian Reese has Bailey to his right. First and 10 from the 18. McEwen in motion left to right. Reese runs right, and he'll pick up a few, gets to the 20, a two-yard pickup for Brian Reese. Well, we had seen Waverly be mistake-prone most of the first half, but Lebo had a fumble towards the end of the first half. They've had a fumble here in the second half. Waverly has taken advantage of both of those.
Well, and there's a reason why Coach Hevel's been in doing this for as long as he has. I think he knows how to adjust his defense, and so far he's seen that Reese is going to be the guy that's going to run it or throw it. So obviously he's going to adjust his defense to get to him faster, and it's working.
Right. You know, you mentioned one carry for somebody other than Brian Reese tonight. That was Devin McCune's 5-yard touchdown run, and everything else has been Reese. Here's Reese again, 1 yard. Goes off right guard to try to cut it back into the middle of the field, gets slammed down at the 21-yard line. So two carries, 3 yards on this drive for Brian Reese. He has 56 yards rushing tonight on 16 carries. It brings up 3rd and 7 for the Lebo Wolves. 7:57 to go in the third quarter. Lebo trails by 16, 36-20. And this is a dangerous situation here for Lebo, because if they decide to throw it, we've seen on the last pass attempt to Peyton Baldwin on the slant, it was read pretty good by Patterson and almost intercepted. And you don't want another turnover here. Reese gets McEwen in motion left to right, stops on the right side. Reese starts to throw then throws long past Baldwin. Incomplete, stopping the clock with 7:31 to go in the third quarter.
At this point, you got to wonder if this is Coach MacArthur's strategy or if Brian Reese just doesn't know really what else to do at this point. But if it's MacArthur, he's going to have to find something else to do here, because it's clearly not working. Waverly, it took him a while, but they finally started to figure out how to get to Reese and how to shut him down, and it's working.
I do believe that was kind of an option play. I think that starting to the right to see if the defense bites, you do have a good receiver in Baldwin out there, but now we're going to have time before the punt, and it's a timeout for Waverly as Lebo's looking at a 4th and 7 from their own 21-yard line. Waverly set up to get really good field position. The last return, the return to start the second half on the kickoff by Newton was a good one. He wants another opportunity. Speaking of Jake Newton, that 27-yard touchdown run gave him 113 yards on 16 carries.
No. Well, you know, I want to go back to what you just said a minute ago there, Sky. You know, say Lebo has some good receivers out there, but I think anybody that's ever watched football will tell you a receiver is only as good as the distance between him and the man covering him. And right now, Lebo's not getting any
separation.
Any distance.
Yeah, absolutely. They're covered up. And I almost think the change in the defensive philosophy midway through the second quarter for Waverly was we're going to defend the run, and if we go up onto the line of scrimmage and crowd for the run, we're going to be there if Reese runs, and we're going to be closer to Reese if he's throwing. We can try to get to him before he passes the football. That's really what we've seen. We have 4th and 7 coming up right now. We expect to see a punt. Peyton Baldwin has Reese back there, and it gets blocked, and Waverly is going to recover it at the 29-yard line. So a blocked punt with 7:26 to go in the third quarter. And Eric White gets the block. It gets recovered at the 29. of Lebo. Lebo 29-yard line is where Waverly takes over here. They have a short field to work with, already leading 36-20, 7:26 to go in the third quarter. Double tights, I formation. They go to Patterson. Patterson plows ahead to the 25, falls forward to the 24-yard line. A 5-yard pickup for Tristan Patterson. He has 68 yards on 19 carries.
Well, right now you are seeing Waverly starting to distance themselves. They've got their heads on straight. Now you got to make sure that you keep your head on straight. Don't go back to making any of the small mistakes you made in the beginning.
Patterson. So it's going to be his 20th carry of the ball game, or the 17th. Patterson's 20th, and he just bangs down to the 20. He's going to pick up 5 more yards there. I guess they marked that ball down at the 25. The last carry was 4. This one is 5. And his 20th carry gives him 72 on the night. 6:33 to go in the third, 36-20. Waverly has the 16-point lead. They did not lead until the second half of this ball game, and they did that on the opening drive of the second half. Third and one. Back to Patterson. No, it's a fake to Patterson. They give it to Newton. Newton gets the yard he needs for the first down just barely. I believe it's gonna be close, but I think he has it.
I'm going to be completely honest there, Scott. I don't think that was the original intended plan. I think Hively saw he didn't have anyone on the right side, decided to switch it over to the left side, and Newton, great awareness, was right there and able to pick up the ball and get in.
Well, they say he is half a yard, half the length of the football short of the first down. Waverly will go for it here, fourth and less than one from the 19-yard line. I formation, that double tight set. Patterson plows ahead. He should have it no problem. Oh, great second effort. Patterson plows through a couple defenders down to the 16-yard line as he gains 3 yards and moves the pile there. And he now has 75 yards on 21 carries on the night. Couple touchdown runs. 36-20. Waverly leading by 16, 5:37 to go in the third quarter. First and 10 from the Lebo 16-yard line. Patterson again, left end, and still on his feet as he rolls near the 5-yard line. And Lebo starting to look a little gassed defensively out there, something you were alluding to for a good part of the second quarter.
Yeah.
As they were out there defensively a long time. That ends up being a run of 11 for Tristan Patterson.
Well, and like I said, when you're out there so long trying to stop such a strong running team, conditioning plays a huge factor. I think we're starting to see it pay off here for Waverly.
Just outside the 5, Hively to Patterson. Patterson takes contact at the line of scrimmage. Again, rolls through a pair of Lebo defenders down to the 2, a 3-yard pickup. And 89 yards on now 23 carries for Tristan Patterson. Inside 5 to play in the third quarter. Waverly looking to add to their 16-point advantage, 36-20 on the Lebo Wolves. Second and goal now from the 2. Hively brings in the play. Two receivers going out to the right. Hively will come under center. The lone setback is Tristan Patterson. You have Newton and Fair out on the right side. They give it to Patterson, and he tries to barrel his way in. Leaning forward, he got it. 2-yard touchdown run for Tristan Patterson, his third of the night. 91 yards on 24 carries for Tristan Patterson. 3 touchdowns, and Waverly now leads 42-20.
Starting to really run away with it here. That time, the fireworks did not scare me.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
Give me some credibility here,
okay,
Scott.
Sure, uh-huh. I'm agreeing with
my
you.
My family's listening to this, you know.
I'm agreeing with you, Taken. They didn't scare you this time. Mm-hmm, sure, is all I said. You're taking it negatively. 2-point conversion run up the gut. Tristan Patterson again, and it's now 44-20. Waverly leading Lebo, 4:31 to go in the third quarter. You're listening to the Area High School Football Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football on Country 101.7 brought to you in part by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area teams. Reynolds and Amlicker Eye Physicians and Surgeons, serving Emporia and 11 satellite offices. Go to reynoldsandandlicker.com for a list of services and locations. And Great Plains Auction and Real Estate, professional real estate and auction services in Emporia and East Central Kansas. Good luck to all athletes.
Area High School Football on Country 101.7, brought to you in part by Allegher Rexall Drugstore, your hometown pharmacy in Lebo for decades. A proud supporter of Lebo in all area schools. Open 6 days a week. Miller Concrete Construction. Call Sean Miller for basements, foundations, and all flat work needs at 620-343-0717. And Murphy Agra, LLC, serving the agricultural community with locations in Strong City and Lebo. See Murphy Agra for all your fertilizer and chemical needs.
Back in Waverly, Scott Hayes taking Trahoon on Country 101.7 FM. Waverly has surged to a 44-20 lead here, 4:31 to go in the third quarter. McEwen takes the kickoff at the 15, reverses field, and comes up to the 17-yard line. And then at the end of that play, Tyler Schmidt looks like he maybe rolled up his leg underneath him. Now, he did pop up pretty quick here, Tegan. That's a good sign.
And he's walking on his own power. Nobody's helping him. That's good as well. But he needs to get off the field, get that looked at just to be sure. As soon as he came out of that, he rolled through after the tackle. And as you said, Scott, it looks like it just got caught underneath him. I'm going to tell you, as someone who's had knee problems before, that is some of the worst pain that you'll ever experience. So
seems to be okay on the sideline. They're going to take a look at him, though. 44-20 Waverly, 4:27 to go in the third quarter. Lebo football first and 10 from their 18-yard line. Kiefer is out to the left side. Now in motion, McEwen to the right. Bailey blocking out front and direct snap back to Peyton Baldwin. He's going to be driven back to the 15, a loss of 3 for Peyton Baldwin. And that is officially his first carry of the ball game. Well, he'd done that a couple times on two-point conversion attempts, but that was his first carry in the game. A loss of 3 will bring up 2nd and 13 from the 15-yard line. We have seen the offense go ice cold for the Lebo Wolves here. 3:50 to go in the third. 2nd and 13. Lebo from their own 15-yard line. Reese to throw, looking up the left sideline, looking for Baldwin. Baldwin can't get to the football. He had to kind of hesitate at the 35, and he was overthrown. Incomplete pass from Brian Reese will bring up 3rd and 13.
Managed to get his fingertips on it, just couldn't hold on to it there. Again, you're starting to see
timing off just a little bit.
Yeah, you're starting to see a lot of desperation here. Reese going a lot deeper than we've seen him do. Now you got to wonder if that's really the right way to go. Maybe that maturity we saw in the beginning starting to wear off a little bit now that they're down.
And then opening things up defensively here for Waverly, because if Lebo goes to more of a passing, passing more than running, Waverly defensively can just pin their ears back and come after the quarterback. Split out receivers to either side. Reese, this looks like a passing formation. Short pass going to Baldwin. Baldwin behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage. Good pursuit there defensively. Christian Decker gets the tackle. No gain. So it's officially a pass completion for 0 yards to Peyton Baldwin. And now 4th and 13 for Lebo at their own 15-yard line.
Reese showed there, when in doubt, go back to what you know, but unfortunately what you know isn't paying off for you.
That was a great defensive pursuit by Decker as he came up and got the tackle. Here's the punt from Baldwin. His last one was blocked, gets this one away, and over the head of Horn, and this will bounce inside the 30 and go out of bounds at the 27-yard line of the Waverly Bulldogs. So Lebo goes 3 and out, turns it over, kicks it, punts it over to Waverly with 2:58 to go in the third quarter, 44-20 Waverly. And they have scored now, 38 unanswered points on the Lebo Wolves. Lebo led 20-6 and 44-20 here for Waverly.
It's getting into dangerous waters here. You don't want to let them start running away and have the game finally ended before you get to the end, to the actual end of the game.
So 1st and 10, Waverly from their own 28-yard line. I formation, Patterson in motion out of the backfield. Toss back left to Newton. Newton breaks one tackle and gets forward to the 35-yard line. A 7-yard pickup for Newton. And that is his 18th carry of the ball game. He has 91 yards tonight on 18 carries.
I want to say speed and talent are not something you just gain one day. You're kind of born with it. I've known Jake Newton since he was just a little boy, and he's been running like that ever since he was about 2 years old. That kid knows how to move.
Second and three for Waverly at the 35-yard line. Under center, Hively fakes it to Patterson, gives it to Newton. Newton gets out in front at the 35. He breaks away to the 30. 25, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Jake Newton. A 45-yard touchdown run for the junior. His second touchdown run of the ball game. A 45-yard touchdown run for Jake Newton. His 19th carry of the ball game. And I will admit, Tegan, that time for sure the fireworks did not scare you. You knew they were coming that time.
Well, I honestly thought they ran out for a minute because I was waiting for it, and it finally happened, and everybody here laughing. But I'm not surprised anymore.
We were laughing with you, though, Tegan. 50-20, 30-point lead for Waverly as they line up for the two-point conversion. Patterson trying to get in, and he stopped just short. Two-point conversion fails.
Well, actually, the ball's in the end zone. It looks like a trick play.
They fake it to Patterson. Hively takes it around the left end.
And it confused everybody, yes. Even the officials.
So it's 52-20, Waverly with 2:12 to go in the third quarter. You're listening to the Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school football on Country 101.7, brought to you in part by Grimmett Concrete Construction, from residential to commercial. You dream it, they create it. Call Jeff at 340-3434. Good luck to all area student athletes on a successful season. Nikki B's, show your school spirit with clothing from Nikki B's. From that new baby to the largest guy in the house. Nikki B's, 616 Commercial in Emporia. And Emporia Orthodontics at 919 West 12th Avenue in Emporia. Dr. Stephen Hawk, your hometown orthodontist.
Area high school football on Country 101.7, brought to you in part by USD 243 Lebo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. And Mitch Sharon, Central Kansas Insurance in Waverly. Friendly, experienced professional. Call Mitch for a quote at 785-733-2186. Go Waverly!
All right, we're back in Waverly. It is 52-20.
Yeah.
Waverly leading Lebo, 2:12 to go in the third quarter. But we need to clarify what happened. Inadvertent whistle. Hively had faked the handoff to Patterson on the two-point conversion attempt, had taken around the left side into the end zone untouched, but they had blown the whistle before they signaled the touchdown and said the play was dead, so they waved off that two-point conversion. Yeah. They ran it again. Patterson up the gut. This time he scores. Two-point conversion is good. It's 52-20.
Well, Waverly. You said Hively got in there untouched. Let's be honest. He got in there unseen. Nobody knew that he was in there, and Hively was just standing there saying, hey, I'm over here. I've got the ball. And even the officials didn't know what happened.
Absolutely. So Lebo, they have not been able to get anything going on offense since about midway through the second quarter. And right now they're in a situation where they cannot afford another three and out, as Waverly is trying to end this game in a hurry, as they have now scored 46 unanswered points, trailing 20-8. 20-8, and now lead 52-20.
Well, they've got homecoming festivities to get to, so you know they want to get out of here in a hurry.
Short kickoff taken up front by 26. That is Caden Schrader.
It's a little confusion. It looks like he signaled the fair catch
and then tried
and then tried to take off.
Well, it's going to be first and 10 Lebo at their own 24-yard line. There has been a lot of confusion here in this
quarter. Absolutely. There's been mistakes left and right, but so far Waverly's really buttoned up their defense and their offense, tightened everything up on all ends, and Lebo's just not sure what to do at this point. I don't think they've been in this position before, and now they're kind of back in familiar territory.
Kiefer goes wide right. McEwen is slotted on the right side. Pass out to McEwen. He makes the catch. Behind the line of scrimmage, comes back to the left. Now he reverses back to the right, but he will be cut down at the 17-yard line. He's going to end up losing 2 yards on the play.
McEwen made a pretty common mistake by younger players. Instead of trying to drive forward, he decided to run, cut back, and run back around. That's going to lose you yardage almost every time, especially with a defense like Waverly. When you're in that situation, you need to always move forward. You don't want to move yourself back and lose yardage.
The last six pass attempts for Brian Reese have been 4 straight incompletions, a gain of 0 to Peyton Baldwin, and now a loss of 2 to Devin McEwen. Second and 12 for Lebo at their own 22-yard line. Snap back to Reese. Pressure coming. Throws back to his left and lobs it for Andrew Bailey. Bailey loses the football. And does Waverly get back on it? They do.
Yes, they do.
They throw it back to Bailey. Bailey gets hit, fumbles the football, and another turnover. And this is what Waverly has done since about midway through the second quarter.
Well, honestly, it only takes one spark to ignite a flame. And right now, Waverly's just on fire.
Well, Bailey, from the after the catch, he gains 1 yard, but then fumbles the football. And Waverly takes over at the Lebo 19-yard line.
Well, this was the entire Waverly first half, and now it's starting to come back on Lebo.
Hively comes under center. Patterson runs right and powers down to the 15. So from the 19 to the 15, a four-yard pickup for Patterson. This is carry number 25 on the night for him. He has 95 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns.
And he does not look like he has any intentions of stopping. This kid is a stud right now.
Second and closer to 7 coming up. The ball is just outside the 15 for Waverly. We're inside a minute to go in the third quarter. 52-20, Bulldogs leading the Lebo Wolves. Play action fake to Patterson. Hively rolls left, throws over the head of Horn as he was cutting across. Incomplete pass will bring up a third and about 6, a long 6. With 47.9 seconds to go in the quarter, big thanks again to our friends at the Clint Boyer Autoplex, providing transportation, certified pre-owned Toyota Corolla. See them online, ClintBoyerAuto.com, at the corner of West Highway 50 and Industrial Road in Emporia, under the big American flag for new Toyota, Dodge, Jeep, or Chrysler. Of course, certified pre-owned vehicles as well. Waverly, third and almost 7, outside the Lebo 15-yard line. And they fake it to Patterson. They give it to Newton. Newton sidesteps the defender at the 5. He'll run it in for his third touchdown of the ball game. And that goes for 15, almost 16 yards for Jake Newton. And that is his 20th carry of the ball game. And that is going to put him at 152 yards on 20 carries. His third rushing touchdown of the game, 41.1 seconds to go in the third quarter. 16-yard run by Jake Newton.
You got a feel for Lebo here. They had all the control momentum on their side, and now it's gone. A big blow to their confidence.
Patterson tries to run it in, lunges, and will be stopped short. And it will be 58-20, Waverly leading Lebo, 41.1 seconds to go in the third quarter. This is the Area High School Football Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football on Country 101.7 FM, brought to you in part by Moon Title and Escrow in downtown Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and the staff wish good luck to all area student-athletes. Sonic Drive-In, from Burgers, Coney's, Chicken to Breakfast, it's America's Drive-In. 1101 West 6th, Emporia. And by Advantage Metals in Emporia. They buy high-quality scrap metals from appliances, old vehicles, farm equipment, structured steel, and painted siding. Advantage Metals, 302 Graham Street, Emporia.
Back in Waverly, Scott Hayes taking Trahoon. Country 101.7 FM, 41.1 seconds to go before halftime. This has been all Waverly since about 2 minutes ago in the second quarter, as they've scored 50 unanswered points, trailing 20-6, and now lead 58-20 since scoring with 40 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Well, Lebo is in a dangerous position here. They cannot afford to go another three and out. If they do, this game is completely over.
Yeah, another touchdown and a two-point conversion, this game would be over. And we're going to have the kickoff. We'll see if Coach Hevel puts some JV kids in. Looks like maybe on the kickoff unit he has some kids in. Peyton Baldwin runs it up across the 20, reverses field and cut down at the 20-yard line. Good tackle there in the open field by Jake Newton. So not all backups on that kickoff team. And it looks like the starting defense is going to be out here to try to finish this thing off. At least here to close the third quarter, 35.1 seconds to go in the quarter. 58-20 Waverly. And Lebo just offensively has not been able to get anything going since midway through the second quarter.
Not at all.
Kiefer goes to the left. They put McEwen Slot on the left side. Baldwin is in at quarterback. Direct snap back to Baldwin. Low snap. Running right. Tries to curl outside the defense. Gets wrapped up and brought down inside the 15-yard line. They're going to stop forward progress at the 15. It's a loss of six on Peyton Baldwin. He has carried it officially twice and lost 9 yards. And this is going to bring up a second and 16 from the 15-yard line. And that may be the final play of the third quarter. 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Lebo not in any hurry to get up to the line of scrimmage here. 3, 2, 1, and that'll be the horn. Third quarter comes to an end. Waverly on fire here in the third quarter. We were tied at 20 at the half. It's now 58-20 Waverly over the Lebo Wolves on Country 101.7 FM, KVOE-FM, Emporia.
Area High School Football on Country 101.7 brought to you in part by The Heidi Inn. Check out their daily specials, including Monday Tacos on 3rd Street next to the tracks in Lebo. Go Wolves! TWS Incorporated, downtown Lebo, a proud supporter of Lebo athletics and academics. And Lebo Booster Club. We back the pack, proud supporters of Lebo students and all their accomplishments in the classroom and on the playing field. Go Wolves!
Area High School Football on Country 101.7, brought to you in part by Perry Ott, your local Farm Bureau agent. Get you the right coverage at the right time. A trusted professional with 13 years of experience. Perry Ott, Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. Thompson Family Dental, providing the highest quality dentistry for patients of all ages, from pediatric to geriatric. Good luck to all area teams. Thompson Family Dental, 2518 West 15th in Emporia. And Emporia State University, changing lives for the common good.
Start the fourth quarter, Waverly leading 58-20. And now second and 16 coming for Lebo from their own 15-yard line. Reese back in at quarterback, trying to get Kiefer lined up. He goes wide out to the left side. They had him to the right, bring him back to the left. Reese takes the snap from the shotgun. Pressure coming from the right side, left side, excuse me, and he throws out, and it's going to be intercepted at the 15-yard line. And I believe picking that off is going to be Michael Lehman. I'll see. I thought it was 27. See if that's who it is. Do you see 27? That
is
exactly
27.
Who it is. Interception by 27. Michael Lehman with the interception. And Waverly is going to take over at the Lebo 12-yard line.
This very well may be the last gasp for Lebo here tonight. They had a great effort in the first half. Now in the second, they just... Again, I think it came down to conditioning. I think Waverly's just more prone to lasting longer because they're used to going a little longer.
A little deeper team for Waverly. So you don't have as many guys maybe playing as many snaps both ways. But here you go, Waverly, looking to end this game. First and 10 from the Lebo 12-yard line. Have a different quarterback in there, Weston Patterson. Snap back. Patterson rolls to the right, looking for the end zone. Overthrows his intended receiver. And is that 25, 35 out there? It's going to be Tristan Patterson. No, that's not 25.
That's 32, I believe.
32. Ty Pope, the intended receiver. So you have Weston Patterson in at quarterback now. And incomplete pass on his first attempt of the ball game. Now second and 10 from the 12. So you have the JV offense in there. Running back, the deep back is going to be Lehman. And they give it to the up back. Running off the right side is Braden Blankenship. And Blankenship will gain a yard.
Well, I'm not sure if going with the JV offense here was the right idea. Maybe just stick with what you have and what brought you to the dance. Let them finish what they started.
I know that these coaches like to give their JV guys an opportunity to get some varsity time. It is 58-20, so the coach is making a decision to get some snaps for the younger guys out there.
Well, the good news is even if they did somehow turn it over or turn it over on downs, they have great field position. Lebo would still be starting on the back half of the field.
Third and 9 as Weston Patterson takes the snap, a pistol formation, and we have the left end jump a little bit. Well, unfortunately, Wyatt Reedy, you're going to get your name called for the wrong reason there. as he came off the ball a little quick. So it's going to set up third and 14. Here's something for you, Tegan, real quick. First penalty for Waverly since early in the second quarter.
It shows you, like I said earlier, they finally got their heads on straight. They're playing the kind of football they're used to playing.
It's not on Reedy.
See, and I was even sitting here wondering. I thought that Lebo might have jumped the gun fast.
That's exactly the call. So it's going to be third and four for Waverly. Patterson rolls to the right, looking to the end zone. Now he wants to run. Just sidesteps a defender, still on his feet, and he'll be taken down at the 5-yard line and takes it from the 8 to the 5, a 3-yard pickup for Patterson, Weston Patterson.
Well, now Lebo
and now
knows.
It's 4th and 3, and Waverly will line up and go for it here.
Well, now Lebo knows they have to hold him here, and if they do, they get the ball back. But the problem is they're starting at pretty bad field position if they do, and they haven't really been able to gain any yardage since the end of the first half.
So 4th and 3 from the 5. I formation, and they go up the gut and leaning forward. He's going to be right at the marker there. And I think that was Dustin Anderson on the carry, 29. Dustin Anderson has at least 2, and that's all they're going to give him, 2. So Dustin Anderson is stopped short of the first down and turning it over on downs. Lebo will get it back, but they are, as you said, taken deep inside their territory. Well, I apologize for not giving you a chance on that previous play to say what you had saw with the jump. I wasn't
100% sure myself because I saw Lebo made the motion, and then I saw Waverly also jump, but I could have sworn I saw Lebo make the first move, and I think the officials saw the same thing. But just like everybody else, they were pretty sure it was Waverly because the move they made was a lot more
defined.
So that shows you really got to commend the officials here for being able to catch that.
Reese in the shotgun, 1st and 10. Lebo from their own 3-yard line, receiver all the way out to the right. Reese running right, turns, pump fake, gets to the 5, to the 10, still on his feet at the 15, falls across the 20, up to the 23-yard line. You have a lot of JV guys on defense out there.
Well, and here's the thing. Reese running the ball once again, trying to keep the momentum and trying not to let this game slip through their hands completely. They want to try and take it all the way to the end. But, when you're doing something so predictable, it worked in that case. But you got to wonder if he's got many more lucky shamrocks hiding in the ground here.
It's a 21-yard run for Brian Reese. 1st and 10, Lebo at their own 24-yard line. And Reese still in a shot at a quarterback. Splitting out wide left is going to be Caden Schroeder. And Baldwin comes to the right side. And they lob it for Baldwin. Actually, that's Devin McEwen, and it's short and almost picked off by Weston Patterson.
That's not what Lebo would have needed right there. Almost the second interception in as many plays.
So incomplete pass will bring up 2nd and 10. Lebo at their own 24-yard line. Clock stops with 9:17 to go in the fourth quarter. 58-20. Waverly up by 38 points.
Well, again, I question whether it was the right idea to bring in that JV offense. I understand the necessity for it, but in a game like this, when you almost have the win and you want to send a message, you got to think you want to bring in your team that's been doing all the damage.
Well, timeout here by Lebo. 9:17 to go in the fourth quarter. 58-20, Waverly leading Lebo. Waverly has scored 50 unanswered points on the Lebo Wolves since late in the second quarter. This is the Area High School Football Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM, KBOE-FM, Emporia.
Area High School Football on Country 101.7 FM, brought to you in part by USD 252 South Lyon County, Opie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities. By Rackler Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Hannah Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Joe and Richard Hanna at Hanna Orthodontics in Emporia.
2nd and 10, Lebo from their own 24-yard line. Motion right to left is McEwen. Reese running left. trying to get to the edge, and he's going to get brought down at the line of scrimmage. Great job over there, Jonathan Lee. And some help on the edge as well by, I believe that's number 11, Wyatt Reedy. So Wyatt gets his name called for the right reason this time. I called it wrong inadvertently, so I had to give him one, and he's got one now.
You owed it to him, and you gave it to him. But I want to say, Brian Reese did something that may not have been the best idea. He saw two defenders. I think he was trying to split the defense there. Made a bad decision, got sandwiched in between two linebackers, and that's going to put a stopper in his confidence.
Third and 10 from the 24. Shotgun snap back to Reese. Quick pass. Throwing it over the middle of the field. It's tipped by... It's going to be tipped there by Rhett Horn. And nearly intercepted again. But incomplete. Now fourth and 10.
Well, at this point...
And Baldwin's in to punt, I believe.
Well, at this point, you might as well just try and go for it. I mean, you've really got nothing to lose at this point. You're playing for pride, but... There's no sense in punting.
No one back to return the kick here. It's a good kick from Baldwin. It goes inside the 20, rolls inside the 15, and then down at the 10 by Devin McEwen. And so the Waverly Bulldogs would have to go 70 yards here for the score. Mentioned that they lead 58-20 with 8:27 to go in the fourth quarter now.
Well,
touchdown and a two-point conversion would end this game.
I apologize, Scott. I keep stepping on you there. But I do want to say, if anybody's going to be able to go that yardage, it's going to be the Bulldogs. I mean, they've been doing it the whole second half. They've only had one unsuccessful scoring drive the entire time.
Starting offense is back in there, too. So Mike Hebel gave his JV offense a chance to end the game. The starting offense is back in there. They go to Patterson. Patterson will power across the 10 to the 12, a two-yard pickup. And he has 97 yards rushing now.
You got to think, Patterson has something to prove here. Made a few early mistakes, now trying to make up for it. And he's been doing it. He's had some huge hits as well as some great carries. But then you also have Jake Newton. I think it's starting to become less predictable now on Waverly's side because you don't know who they're going to go with. They're going to go with the powerhouse or they're going to go with the Energizer Bunny.
Second and 8 from the 12-yard line. They fake it to Patterson. They give it to Newton. Newton breaks the tackle at the 15, works his way across the 20 up to the 23-yard line. An 11-yard run for Jake Newton. And Newton now has 166 yards rushing, and now the JV's in. They just wanted to get it out of the shadow of the end zone.
Well, I mean, if you want to give him experience, now's the time to do it. But, again, not sure how wise this is by Coach Hebel, but goes to show you he just wants his players to get as much opportunity as they can.
First and 10, Waverly from their own 24-yard line. And Weston Patterson cuts it around the right end, gets out into the open field at the 35-40, stops, cuts back at the 30, at the 25-20, down the end zone, touchdown, Weston Patterson. Western Patterson with a 66-yard touchdown run.
Well, I just ate all my words right there. Clearly, Western Patterson was the one to go with. Absolutely destroys the yardage and gets in there.
64-20, a 44-point lead here for the Waverly Bulldogs. They can end it with a two-point conversion here. 7:09 to go.
Somebody check his shoes for Jets.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. He got going. A couple cutbacks there in the open field. Did a nice job getting upfield. And here's the two-point conversion attempt. Running right side, leaning in, and getting it is that Braden Blankenship? Was that 45?
It was.
Braden Blankenship with a two-point conversion. And this game is over. 7:09 to go in the fourth quarter. 60-yard touchdown run by Weston Patterson, two-point conversion run by Blankenship, and Waverly wins 66-20. They score 58 unanswered points to win this ball game, trailing 20-6, middle of the second quarter. They come back to win 66-20. We'll get into the Rich Door Company postgame show coming up next. 66-20, the final score, Waverly over Lebo on Country 101.7 FM, KVOE-FM, Emporia.
Area High School Football on Country 101.7. Brought to you in part by Strotters and Daughters Tree Farm and Nursery. Located 4.5 miles south of Vito Junction. Trees and shrubs, gravel, boulders, landscape design, and more to make your outdoor space beautiful. And D&S Service Station, downtown Lebo. Good, affordable, hometown mechanic service. They do it all. Full service fuel, tires. They'll even wash your windshield.
Area High School Football on Country 101.7, brought to you in part by First National Bank of Kansas, Burlington, Osage City, and Waverly. See them about a home loan while rates are still low. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Waverly Insurance Agency, where small town values mean more than a commission. Lindsay Bartlett and Rhonda Kirk are proud to support the Waverly Bulldogs.
Area High School Football on Country 101.7, brought to you in part by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area teams. Reynolds and Amlicker Eye Physicians and Surgeons, serving Emporia and 11 satellite offices. Go to reynoldsandamlicker.com for a list of services and locations. And Great Plains Auction and Real Estate, professional real estate and auction services in Emporia and East Central Kansas. Good luck to all athletes.
Area High School Football on Country 101.7, brought to you in part by Allegor Rexall Drugstore, your hometown pharmacy in Lebo for decades. A proud supporter of Lebo and all area schools. Open 6 days a week. Miller Concrete Construction. Call Sean Miller for basements, foundations, and all flat work needs at 620-343-0717. And Murphy Agra, LLC, serving the agricultural community with locations in Strong City and Lebo. See Murphy Agra for all your fertilizer and chemical needs.
Area High School Football on Country 101.7, brought to you in part by Grimmett Concrete Construction, from residential to commercial. You dream it, they create it. Call Jeff at 340-3434. Good luck to all area student athletes on a successful season. Nikki B's, show your school spirit with clothing from Nikki B's. From that new baby to the largest guy in the house. Nikki B's, 616 Commercial in Emporia. And Emporia Orthodontics at 919 West 12th Avenue in Emporia. Dr. Stephen Hawk, your hometown orthodontist.
Area High School Football on Country 101.7, brought to you in part by USD 243 Lebo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. And Mitch Sharon, Central Kansas Insurance in Waverly. Friendly, experienced professional. Call Mitch for a quote at 785-733-2186. Go Waverly!
Area High School Football on Country 101.7 FM, brought to you in part by Moon Title and Escrow in downtown Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and the staff wish good luck to all area student athletes. Sonic Drive-In. From burgers, conies, chicken to breakfast, it's America's Drive-In. 1101 West 6th, Emporia. And by Advantage Metals in Emporia. They buy high-quality scrap metals from appliances, old vehicles, farm equipment, structured steel, and painted siding. Advantage Metals, 302 Graham Street, Emporia.
Area High School Football on Country 101.7, brought to you in part by The Heidi Inn. Check out their daily specials, including Monday Tacos, on 3rd Street next to the tracks in Lebo. Go Wolves! TWS Incorporated, downtown Lebo, a proud supporter of Lebo athletics and academics. And Lebo Booster Club. We back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all their accomplishments in the classroom and on the playing field. Go Wolves!
It's time now for the Rich Dork Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Dork Company. Residential, commercial, garage door sales and service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't